A cardinal in Hungary was imprisoned under false accusations and was denied celebrating Mass in his cell. Yet, through God's boundless mercy, an unexpected visitor entered, ready to relieve his spiritual torment. Stay tuned to hear the story.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you'll find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Before we continue, we would like to express our sincere gratitude to our protected children of Padre Pio. Your faithful support makes it possible for this apostolate to continue reaching souls day after day, offering consolation, strengthening faith, and keeping the spiritual legacy of Padre Pio alive for those who may be searching in silence. This work depends on a small community of committed supporters who help sustain it over time through prayer and steady generosity. If you are not yet part of this spiritual family and feel called to help uphold this mission, we invite you to join the Protected Children of Padre Pio. As a member, you're spiritually remembered through holy masses offered for your intentions and welcomed into a prayer community under Padre Pio's protection. You'll find a link in the description below. Today's story is sourced from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. Within its pages, we find a remarkable story of Cardinal Joseph Minsetti, the primate of Hungary. He was imprisoned by the communist regime of his country and sentenced to a life behind bars due to his unwavering loyalty to the Vatican. However, during his time in prison, Cardinal Minsetti received an unexpected visitor, none other than Padre Pio. This account was given to Renzo Allegri by Angelo Battisti, who worked as an administrator in Padre Pio's hospital, Casa Sollievo della Sofferenza. Listen to this. In 1949, Cardinal Joseph Minsetti was sentenced to life in prison under the accusation of conspiring against the communist government. While in prison, the cardinal asked for the items needed to celebrate Mass. However, he was denied this simple request. In fact, between 1949 and 1950, the cardinal was not allowed to celebrate Mass in this prison for 9 months. However, the very next morning after his request was denied, the cardinal witnessed something extraordinary. A Capuchin friar entered the cardinal's prison cell and brought with him everything needed for Mass. In the words of Angelo Battisti, the cardinal celebrated his Mass and Padre Pio served as acolyte. Then they spoke, and finally Padre Pio disappeared with everything he had brought with him. Padre Pio reappeared via bilocation on several occasions, which spiritually sustained the mistreated cardinal. It's also worth mentioning that Padre Pio was not only seen by the cardinal, but also by the other prisoners living in that cell. You see, this prison had terrible living conditions. Cells designed for a single person would house up to 7 inmates, with only 1 bed available. And to make things worse, this bed was basically just a slab of concrete with legs. This here is a photograph of a bed from the actual prison. As you can see, it doesn't look comfortable at all. Furthermore, the heating was rarely on, so the prisoners were often freezing. They were allowed to use blankets, but they weren't allowed to cover their hands. Cardinal Minsetti endured a total of 8 years of this torturous imprisonment before being transferred to house arrest in 1955 due to his terrible health condition. He was finally released in 1956 by freedom fighters during an uprising against the government. He then sought refuge in the United States Embassy in Budapest, where he resided for the next 15 years. At the end of his life, he was exiled from Hungary to Austria, where he died in Vienna on May 6, 1975, at the age of 83. Now, of course, Cardinal Minsetti didn't keep his encounter with Padre Pio a secret. He openly shared it with others. So in 1958, some Hungarian priests wanted confirmation from Padre Pio himself, to be sure it was actually him who appeared to the cardinal. They approached Padre Pio's spiritual son, Angelo Battisti, who was the general attorney and administrator of the Casa Solieva della Sofferenza Hospital. In Angelo Battisti's own words, "A priest from Budapest told me confidentially about the episode, asking if I could get a confirmation from Padre Pio. I answered that if I were to ask Padre Pio something like that, Padre Pio would drive me out of the room hollering." However, one evening, Angelo gathered his courage and asked Padre Pio if he knew Cardinal Minsetti, to which Padre Pio replied somewhat irritated, "We saw each other, we talked, and do you want us not to have known each other?" Then, Battisti added, Padre Pio became sad and continued, "The devil is ugly, but they had left him uglier than the devil." He was referring to the abuse the cardinal suffered in prison. Padre Pio then concluded, "Remember to pray for that great confessor of the faith who suffered so much for the church." And with that, the story concludes. If any of you watching have a personal story to share about the oppression of clergy or the faithful under socialist or communist governments, please feel free to write it in the comment section below. Or if you prefer to keep it private, you can also send us an email at info@followingpadrepio.org. Thank you for watching. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.